Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Good morning, everybody. Glad you joined me for another exciting edition. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Matt Guzzi will be in studio with us. He is the CEO for the Early Learning Coalition, based right here in Tallahassee, that provides early learning education for families who otherwise would not be able to afford that kind of work. Lots of festivals going on. Everything's in full swing. The North Florida Fair is cooking down there, and Help Christmas Connection has kicked off. So we'll talk about some of those things. You stay with me right here, 93.3 FM.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
So here we are on a Saturday morning talking about all that is going on around town. Tallahassee Talks is your show, you know. If you're new to the broadcast, you may not know that we have a great website, TallahasseeTalks.com, with our calendar of events, including things like the COCA calendar. We try to keep track of all of the cultural stuff, and man alive, all the things that are going on, even just today. There's this Saturday in the Park, downtown Tallahassee Music Festival. That happens, and that's all about us helping the folks with Tallahassee Saturday in the Park and the Downtown Tallahassee New Year's Eve group decide who their opening act is going to be as the headliner for this year's New Year's Eve celebration. It's kind of a cool idea. So here's what you do. You go to Ponce de Leon Park down there in downtown Tallahassee from 8 to 10 tonight. It's free. Bring a blanket, you know, or a chair and a cooler, and just enjoy all of these folks that are going to be up there playing. And it's basically a competition. They're all kind of vying for that spot to be the opening act for New Year's Eve. It's kind of a cool idea. And of course the game today, is a noon game. So that's interesting. The Florida State's away. They're, playing Wake Forest. It is broadcast on our local, ABC affiliate and, 27, ABC 27, are good friends over there. So there's just more things that you can possibly squeeze into a day, but it's the nice thing about it is a lot of variety of things going around town. The North Florida Fair is in full swing. A good friend of ours, you remember Sarah Mack, performed last night. And so, as a matter of fact, you know, Carl, for those who may not know, we had Sarah on the show several months ago, performed for us here in studio. And then this current issue of Tallahassee Woman Magazine, she's the cover woman on the magazine. If you haven't seen Tallahassee Woman Magazine, you need to check that out. By the way, Tallahassee Woman Magazine really is a great publication. In my humble opinion, it's probably the finest publication in town. Not just in terms of women's issues, but in terms of community issues. I enjoy reading it. And in fact, our lovely Heather Thomas, who is editor of Tallahassee Woman Magazine, joins us periodically with Women to Watch. And Sarah was her most recent guest. So anyway, I just think we should probably give a little shout out to Sarah. And Carl, what I was going to do is have you queue up. What is the name of that song? Is it Freight Train? I think that would be a great song for today's show, in as much as that's a song that's all about kind of pushing through and barriers not holding us back. And with Matt Guzzi in studio, we're going to talk about overcoming barriers with little kids who need those early learning opportunities and what Early Learning Coalition does to bring that about. So see what I did there? I'm bringing all of this together. I actually have a theme in mind. Lord help us. But for those of us who are a bit scattered, it's always helpful to be able to check out a calendar of events. And by the way, we have a new sponsor. Can I tell you that before we go any further here? The lovely folks at FSU Credit Union have been able to share with us their ideas. And we have, in fact, the opportunity to stay in touch with community activities through their tallyconnection.com. This is courtesy of FSU Credit Union. Have you heard of the great, it's a community website, tallyconnection.com. It's where you can find a full events calendar, weekly giveaways, a great community blog. It's available. Plus, tallyconnection.com is it's a not-for-profit site. So it offers complimentary advertising and promotion for your local business or for your local events. Check it out. It's great. It's free. Tallyconnection.com, brought to you by your good friends over there at FSU Credit Union, where you can borrow for less and give back more. Well, do we still have time? I wanted to see if we can do this song with Sarah Mack, and we'll close out by telling you that if we can squeeze it in there, I need to give a shout-out to my friends over there at Tommy T's and let you know that a big portion of our show every week is brought to you by the folks at Tommy T's, who provide quick lube and all kinds of automotive service over there on Thomasville Road. They're right here in the heart of Midtown. And you walk in there and get your oil changed, or if you need brakes or AC or tune-ups or shocks, they own the place. This is Steve and John over there. Brilliant guys. I mean, just great mechanic, great people. They know how to take care of you. Tommy T's on Thomasville Road in Midtown, just south of the Whataburger, and just what you're looking for in auto care. So, Carl, can we do that? We're going to close out this segment. We'll have Matt Guzzi coming up right after this, but let's take a moment and listen to Sarah Mack, our very own and very lovely.
I knew what I had to do. Come along, do it on your own.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Glad you joined us. We have the Chief Executive Officer for Early Learning Coalition here in Tallahassee. Matt Guzzi is our guest. How are you, Matt?
Doing great, Brian. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad that you've made it possible for us to get to know you. You're rather new to this whole position, but you're not new to the whole business of helping folks. Tell us a little bit about your background before we get into the Early Learning Coalition thing. What were you doing before you did this?
Sure. Thank you. Well, I've been in Tallahassee since 2005. Professionally, I was in the military straight out of high school and then found my way into public education, really in a way to get some money in, to get some insurance. Never thought that's where I would land, but after spending some time in public education with mostly high school students, I kind of found that maybe this was my calling. Maybe it wasn't what I thought it was. So skip forward a few years, had an opportunity to come and work for the Department of Juvenile Justice in their education department, working with teens and young children who are in the system and need some assistance educationally. Had some epiphanies there about when we really need to start focusing hard on educating children. And I couldn't go back far enough. So I got to, we've got to get it from day one, from the time they're born. We've got to, that's where the impact really happens. And was very fortunate to be offered a position with, at the time, the Agency for Workforce Innovation that housed Florida's Office of Early Learning, and was hired there as their assistant director. So got really solid on policy and state level, and then decided, well, you know, this is great. I like this work. I believe in the mission, but I'm not really connected to a community. This is state level.
I got you.
So an opportunity presented itself with the Early Learning Coalition. I applied, and I'm very grateful that Lauren Faison, the CEO at the time, gave me a chance. And it was absolutely the right call. This is where we all need to be when we talk about preparing our future. And it's not just about our individual kids, because they are going to be the folks that are taking care of us when we get older. So
you have a military background. What branch?
The Navy. I was in the Navy. Yep.
For how long?
Just 4 years.
Okay.
During the first Gulf War.
So you did the 4-year hitch. What did you do for them?
Actually built bombs. I was an aviation ordnance man.
Wow.
Yeah.
So would you still be able to do that if called upon? You could, you know how to put a bomb together?
Well, you know,
This is on radio, so you don't have to admit that.
No, the technology is much, much more advanced today. But I looked at my wife the other day and said, you know, you realize if I had stayed in the military, I would have retired 3 years ago. So time flies, right? So.
Well, in that respect, do you bring that sort of perspective to the way you administer the program? Do you have a kind of rank and file approach, or is yours a bit more discussive? You just sort of mill around a little bit and figure out what's going on. How do you apply what you do or what you know within the organization?
Well, I have a saying that I use a lot, and I've been in this position now since April.
Yeah.
So still fairly new, still within a year. And one of the things that I tell staff and we talk about often is a concept that I can't claim as my own, but that complexity is the enemy of clarity. So we talk a lot about looking at our business practices, how we interact with our customers, the families, and really looking for a better way to streamline, to get from A to B a lot quicker. Because when you look at processes, over time, they can get pretty complex. Yeah. And we are right now trying to work real hard to look for those opportunities within the organization to streamline things.
Are you a detailed sort of guy? Are you the anal retentive sort of checking off everything that, from day to day? Or do you sort of dispatch duties and say, you know, go do what you were assigned to do? How do you approach managerially?
I like to think I'm not anal retentive, but I do. I have a lot of faith in the management level staff that we have in the organization. I've always looked at folks in the position that I'm in as looking down the road, that I've got very qualified people to assist with the day-to-day operations. So I really do believe in staff empowerment. It's something that I take very seriously. I think excelled and functioned better when I had a boss who would just put their faith in me. Here's what the end goal needs to be. Let's work towards it. And I'm big on collaborative. One of the things that I like to do is we have 49 staff, 47 mm-hmm. staff. I don't think anyone can convince me that 47 brains are less effective than 5 or 6. Right. So I like to involve the staff in the process, but with the understanding that there's got to be progress. Sure. You know, we can't get muddled in the discussion. We have to identify where we want to go, and we have to get there.
And as a bomb builder, would you see yourself as a technician or as an administrator, perhaps?
I think probably a little bit of both. And I think that probably comes from the state level experience that I had. I'm very well versed in the policy and in the law associated with these programs. So I've always got that to kind of create my box,
Do you like to get down there at ground level and see how things are being done?
Oh, absolutely.
From day to day? Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't want to spend all day there.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to, you know, from my seat, if you will, put a process in place without having a personal comfort that it's effective.
Right.
So definitely.
Right. Well, in fact, folks, if you've just joined us, we've got Matt Guzzi here. He is the newly assigned, relatively, you said it started in April.
Yes.
The CEO for Early Learning Coalition. And that organization itself has some interesting beginnings. The impetus for that came from the state legislature, did it not?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
So this was, what would it be fair to say, state mandated. They created an organization whose mission it is to see that children prior to kindergarten level are receiving the kind of training or the kind of preparation that they need. Is that a fair? How would you say, what's your mission statement, I guess?
Yeah, well, we really have two focuses.
Yeah.
And you're correct in the history. The creation of Early Learning Coalitions, of which there's 30 throughout the state. I'm one of 30.
Okay.
Definitely is in law, but we are not state agencies. We are 501c3 not-for-profits.
Okay.
But
state regulated or
state funded primarily.
Funded.
I have a board of directors that consists of our particular coalition has 7 counties,
I
6
see.
In addition to Leon.
I
so
see.
My board consists
so
of
there's
private
that
businesses
sort of,
and
intersection of public funding, private organization going on.
Right, and I think one of the really neat things from a legislative standpoint was the creation of the board consisting of people from within the community.
I see.
So I have a board that I'm very fortunate is engaged, that cares, that gives me some flexibility along with oversight. But going back to your original question, the program really has two prongs. It is about preparing children, young children, and we say young, birth to the age of 5, birth to school age, preparing them for entrance into school. And that's a much bigger conversation. That's just cutting the surface. And then the other thing is that we do is the families that we work with, that are our customers, that we see every day, are working families. They're going to school. They have jobs. And what we are able to do and proud to be able to do is assist them with the cost of childcare if they meet the eligibility requirements for our program.
I see.
So we have really a dual pronged. I talk about this often. Certainly the child and the family on that side. But the economic impact when you talk about families being able to go to work.
And how does that come? Is it a voucher or a grant? How does that work?
Right. It's a voucher program, as it says in law. But a family will come into us and they have to meet certain eligibility criteria, the primary one being their income.
I see.
To enter into our program, they have to be at 150% or below the federal poverty level.
I see.
So once we assess that they are eligible, we contract with 300 child care providers throughout our 7 counties, the majority of which are private businesses. And we provide them the opportunity to go to one of those providers that they choose based on the needs of their family. And then we reimburse that child care provider a portion of the cost for caring for that child.
Talking with Matt Guzzi here, the CEO for Early Learning Coalition in Tallahassee. I'm glad that you've joined us. Stay with me.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tin it. Truck and Car Concepts, 656-8800. Give us a call.
So we're talking with Matt Guzzi, our good new friend, new good friend. I guess you can be new and be good, can't you?
I like to think so.
Why not?
Yeah.
And who we found out is a bomb maker by training and now helps little kids. I'm not exactly sure how that all works, but apparently he's been able to pull it off, and he's got everybody over there convinced that he knows what he's doing. So, I mean, that's good. So since 2005, he's been a resident here in the Tallahassee area, and you chose to stay. You know, we talk a lot about that on the show here, about attracting the creative class. Well, I think bomb making is a creative activity, so I think you qualify. But what was it about Tallahassee that kept you here, do you think? Or why did you choose to stay even then?
You know, throughout the time in the military, I've lived in very large cities. Was actually born in a very small town in,
really?
In Wisconsin.
Where was that?
Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. Just north of Green Bay.
Never been there.
A lot of people haven't been. Not offended. So I've had the luxury of my life to kind of live in the very small and the very, very urban. Moved to Tallahassee, really not knowing much about it. My wife and I had spent the majority of our lives in Ocala, Florida, and got the opportunity here. Didn't really spend a lot of time researching, just came to Tallahassee. And I got to tell you, Brian, it is, size-wise, it's perfect for me and my family. Mm. But the school system, the fact that state government is here, the university base, the commitment that the city has made to maintaining some of its history, to maintaining some of its aesthetic, the trees, the hills. I mean, in Ocala, there's no hills.
True.
I love the hills, you know.
True, yeah.
But this is just a really, you know, neat, family-friendly. Mm. There's always something to do. And, you know, I don't know where my life's going to take me for sure. But I don't have any plans anytime soon.
And you have children of your own.
I do. I have a freshman at Leon High School and a sixth grader at Cobb Middle School.
Well, is yours a divided household? Are you both Seminoles or both Gators? I mean, where are your loyalties? We need to know this. It's important.
Well, I would say my wife and I are actually both Gators.
Having lived in Ocala, I was afraid of that.
Well, and the truth is, my wife went to the University of Florida. I actually graduated from UCF, so very excited that the Knights snuck into the top 25 this year.
Go Knights.
Right, go Knights. You don't hear that much in Tallahassee. So we are lean more towards the Gators. And interestingly enough about my wife, her father, grandfather, and great-grandfather all played football at the University of Florida.
Man.
So I didn't have much of a choice in it, even if I was had any dedication to another team.
Survival is a question
absolutely
of compliance here.
And you know, 18 years of marriage, I think I've complied well.
Smart man.
Right.
Well, good for you. So if that's the case, when you look around town and you see all the excitement here this time of year, especially in, you know, Florida State football tends to take a pretty prominent role in the minds of most folks. I think that's a fair statement.
Oh, yeah.
And not, you know, certainly in a time when our good friend Jameis Winston's over there wowing everybody and pulls off this amazing win and the history that of Florida State football itself has a kind of impetus, right? As an organization, here you are, the Early Learning Coalition, and you guys are back there grinding it out, doing what you do, taking care of little kids, taking care of families. How do you get better known, I suppose? How do you communicate with the population when, you know, pretty much we're obsessed with, you know, a couple of hours on a Saturday afternoon?
Right.
Does that form a challenge for you as an organization in trying to capture some mind space, I guess?
I think it's always a challenge. I think that, you know, when you work at the kind of the very granular level that we talk about working with our families, one of the things that I think I am, one of my main duties is to be out in the community and tell our story. You know, not a lot of the families that we work with, you know, they don't carry a card. They don't wear a badge.
Headlines.
You know, yeah. I mean, but they're hardworking people. And I think the more that I can get out and meet people like you, Brian, or other businesses in the community to really say, you know, whether or not you have any true value or belief in the education of young children, understand that this program is also supporting the workforce.
You know, if you don't, what's wrong with you?
Well, true. And that's, you know, one of the things you have to get really good at in these types of positions is really telling the audience what they want to hear. What is their motivation? You know, people are motivated differently, and I don't hold that against them. I'm a convert to this. You know, as I said earlier, I didn't wake up one day and said, boy, someday I'm going to really be in early learning. I found my way here. And I found it based on personal, having young children. But I also, there's just no doubt. And whether you want research, whether you want testimony, whether you want anything, what we do is extremely important. I mean, when you're talking about the brain science around the development of a child from the time they're born to the time they're five. I mean, when you think about what we've all learned during that time, you learn to communicate, you learn a language, you learn to regulate your emotion at some level.
You become human.
You become human.
Yeah.
And those very essential developmental skills, that's where it has to happen. Because everything that happens after that, when we start getting into public school, very important, obviously, needs to happen. But if you don't have that foundation set, if you're not developmentally, and I think that's where people kind of lose a little connection, but developmentally, if you're not ready to go into a kindergarten classroom and to move through that system, you're already at a deficit. In particular, right now, we're actively enrolling families. So,
how do you spend your day then? Are you out talking with, you say you talk with business owners?
Right.
Are you out in the community doing what?
For example, I've had a couple meetings with the folks at the Chamber. Other United Way, Heather Mitchell and her organization, I talk a lot to. Other organizations that are like-minded in their approach, the social services side, and really talking about kind of what we're talking about here. How do we coordinate our efforts to provide an even higher value to the community we live in? Because sometimes if you're a family, a young family, a 20-year-old mom or dad, you don't know what you don't know, you know? And you can go to all these individual organizations in the community and be, you know, sent to different places. And I think we in this community of nonprofits, for the most part, coming together and talking about what we do and how we can be more of an asset to a family versus we don't do that. You need to go down the road.
Gotcha.
So, you know, as far as funding, we certainly take donations. We have book drives that run year round. If anybody ever wanted to donate the books that their children have grown out of, they can drop them off at our office. And I promise you those books will end up in the hands of a young child that comes through our office.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning, talking with Matt Guzzi. He is the CEO for the Early Learning Coalition, based right here in Tallahassee. And we look forward to learning more. Stay with me. Time now for another edition of IMAX UMAX with Emily Brown.
I'm Emily Brown with this week's IMAX UMAX update. The Challenger Learning Center IMAX Theater has been abuzz with the recent launch of Gravity 3D. This film stars Oscar winners Sandra Bullock and George Clooney in a heart-pounding thriller that pulls you into the infinite and unforgiving realm of deep space. See this action play out on the biggest screen in town. Showtimes can be found at www.challengertlh.com or by calling 850-644-IMAX. Also playing this weekend are the awe-inspiring documentaries Great White Shark 3D, Under the Sea 3D, and Born to be Wild 3D. One more thing to note, it is our honor to offer all active and inactive military free admission to one IMAX movie and one planetarium show on Veterans Day with military ID or uniform. This will be offered all day to those who've served our country. With IMAX UMAX, I'm Emily Brown.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios, because, you know, I need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merry Maids make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even free consultation. And as a new customer, when you sign up for 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400, because they'll spend that first visit doing the deep cleaning you've probably been wanting to do for yourself. But don't do that. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done. Right here in Tallahassee, 386-2205, or online at merrymaids.com. If you have just joined us, well, we're glad you're here, finally. We'll forgive you for that. I mean, it is Saturday morning, and maybe you're just kind of getting it together, but thank you for joining us. We've got Matt Guzzi here talking about the Early Learning Coalition. He's been the CEO of late, as of April, I think you said, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So we're learning about the mission and the role that he plays in this whole thing and how important it is for this organization in relation to the early learning educational process. We'll call it even the developmental process, right?
Yes.
From birth up till the age of five. And so here's an organization that does its very best to assist those families by providing them the funding that they need to get that kind of child care. And then you said there's a two-prong approach. That's one of them. Remind us, what's the other side of that for you?
Right. It's the economic support. It's the support of the businesses. Like I said earlier, with the vast majority of our families working or going to school, they're able to do so in many cases because with the assistance of our organization, they can have a safe place for their child to go and get to work on time.
Okay.
Actually, going back to the federal development of this program, it really was originally developed as an economic support, as a self-sufficiency, helping families reach economic self-sufficiency.
I gotcha.
And Florida has made some good choices historically on really bringing in the educational piece, continue to work on it, continue to realize it's important. But we are very fortunate to have two very, substantial impacts on our community.
Mm. In fact, it seems to me that the organization has grown. When did Early Learning Coalition start here in Tallahassee?
I believe it's been 11 or 12 years ago.
Yeah. Because I know in its initial efforts, it was pretty modest. And then over the years, they've been able to develop more and more programming and such. And now you've got a staff that is what? How many folks are employed there?
47.
Yeah.
And that's over seven counties. Some of those staff are in some of our counties.
I know you've moved a couple of times just to accommodate the...
We're staying where we're at now. We like this a lot. Yeah. Okay. We like where we're at.
Where are you located?
Northwood. Northwood Mall.
You're in the Northwood Mall out there. Folks, we've got Matt Guzzi talking about Early Learning Coalition. We're glad you've joined us. And by the way, if you've not done so, you can visit our website. If you did tune in late and you want to hear the entire interview here with Matt, TallahasseeTalks.com is available for you. And we have in our archive page there all of the shows that we've been able to bring you. So be sure to do that. If you have a topic you'd like to have us consider or a guest, you can always email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Like to hear that. Or if you got some events coming up, you'd like us to get you on the event calendar. We do keep that up and running there at the website as well. And I should mention, too, that this portion of the show is brought to you by Tommy T's Quick Lube on Thomasville Road, right there in the heart of Midtown. You can't imagine a more convenient location, Matt. I mean, if you're driving down Midtown, Thomasville Road there, and you got, you know what, I need an oil change. Well, you can just pull right in there, and Steve or John or one of their crew will get you in and out. in record time without all of the shouting drama. You can just get your oil changed. And they do a lot of other work as well. Both these guys are certified mechanics. They can do everything from AC and tune-up work to shocks and brakes. I mean, whatever you need. They own the place, and they make sure that every single customer gets their very best. Tommy T's on the Thomasville Road in Midtown, just south of the Whataburger, and just what you're looking for in auto care. They are examples of the kind of folks that we like to have involved in our show. And Matt, you're certainly another great example of somebody who has devoted himself not only to this organization that you serve, but it seems to me the general welfare of our community. You've been here long enough now. You've seen Tallahassee go through some changes. And we talk a lot about that here on the show. That are more, I guess, obvious when you think of Gain Street or Cascades Park. How do you think the community has changed, if at all? You've gotten out there, you've met people in business, you participate as a citizen in various groups. Do you feel like the population is changing in some way or another?
I've always found that the community here in Tallahassee is much more active and involved, just generally speaking, in their community than a lot of the places that I've lived. So I don't know that I've noticed an increase in that. Certainly not a decrease. But we've got a lot of people in our community who are extremely passionate about many things, and I like the general attitude of a lot of the people I've worked with is not a negative one. It's a very positive one. It's very much about let's give it a shot. Let's do it. Who can I call for you? So I love that about this community, and I think that one of the strengths is its diversity. This is truly one of the most diverse communities I've been in, and I'm not simply talking about socially or racially. It is the student population, the families, the government, and I think all of those things are the strength, and everybody has what's important to them, and we all kind of find common ground. It's really kind of neat.
You mentioned that earlier. You talked about your style of management and how you value collaboration. Do you try to do that across the aisle with other organizations that you connect with? You've got Kids Incorporated. They have a very similar mission. Yep. And there are other organizations like that. Do you find opportunity to collaborate?
Absolutely. And quite frankly, shame on me if I didn't. I owe that to this community, to work with the other people who do things. When you know, Kids Incorporated and Head Start, you know, when the government shutdown just happened, we were in communication with each other, ready to support each other and supporting each other. You know, when there's a good idea or I think I have a good idea, my immediate thought is not, how can I make this? I like to reach out to people, bounce it off of them. Are you in? Can you help me with this? So collaboration is extremely important. I don't know everybody in this community, but there are other people who know people I need to connect with, and that collaboration is extremely important.
Well, we're glad you're here because it's giving us a chance to get to know you. Matt Guzzi, who is the CEO for Early Learning Coalition, and if you haven't had a chance to do so, check out their website. Get to know these folks. I'm sure that Matt would be happy to get to know you. A phone call is a simple way to do that, or an email. What is the web address for Early Learning Coalition?
It is www.elcbigbend.org.
Okay, elcbigbend.org.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So with that, you can go and find out more about their mission. You might know a family that could use some help, and ELC might be the way to go and present that family with this opportunity. Get in touch with one of the folks over there at Early Learning Coalition. Learn more about what they do and what they can do in the long term. This is not a short-term solution for folks, is it? People who are invested in this, or people who receive benefits, they're with you for a while, are they not?
They can be. And yeah. I think that's such a great point, Brian, and I'm glad you brought it up. The return on investment from a society can take 20 years. You know, the research out there about the children who receive high quality early learning and the impact that has on them in a very positive way as adults. And that's why this is hard. There's not an immediate, if we If we work with a child today, in a year, you'll see this.
Matt Guzzi, our guest this morning, CEO for the Early Learning Coalition, based right here in Tallahassee, out there at the Northwood Mall. We're glad that you've had a chance to be with us, folks. It's what we do. It's why we're glad that you were here this morning. Matt, thank you for being our guest.
Brian, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
A real blessing. Folks, be with us again next Saturday morning right here at Freedom 93. We are always looking for those things that you're talking about, and that's what makes us so happy, because we get to talk about the things that are important to you. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.